This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're through 20% of the season, a little bit over 20% of the season. Logan, you mentioned it a little bit earlier. I don't think my expectations have changed. I don't know if yours has been either. I'd love to hear your opinion on the text line. What do you guys think in terms of expectation for the Royals going in? I think mine was, at least the three of us on the, like Alex and Cody as well, was win, compete for the division, make the playoffs for sure, maybe even win the division, I think was the expectation, or I think that might have been the goal. For each of us, obviously still attainable at this rate. I don't think things have changed based on how the last week and a half has gone. Before, the boat was getting rocked a little bit, but now I think we're back on track to fit those expectations, at least on my side of things. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
Yeah, I would say my expectations have not changed. I said going into the year, I thought this was an 86 to 88 win baseball team. I always go back to this stat. In the last 50, 60 years of Major League Baseball, there have been either 14 or 15 instances of a team winning 30 games or more year over year, right? The Royals going from 56 and 23 to 86 wins last year. Of those 14 or 15 teams, only two of them actually improved again in that third season. After winning 30 or more games from the previous year, that following season to actually improve upon it. So I went with an 86 win season because I'm like, that's the same record you had a year ago, right? You're not better, you're not worse. I don't think there was anything that the Royals did during the offseason that really shifted the momentum all that much. Although Carlos Estevez has absolutely shocked me to begin this year. I knew he was an all-star caliber closer, but he has been so damn good. And Steven Cruz and some of these other guys we did not see coming have been so good. But you've also seen, at least through the first 6 weeks of the season, some regression from some guys, right? Obviously, Hunter Renfro, the Royals would be better off just DFAing him and saving a roster spot. Salvador Perez is hitting the ball better now, but he got off to a slow start. Vinny got off to a slow start. Michael Massey, after hitting nearly 280 last year, is off to a slow start. So I think that you've seen some guys play above expectations and you see guys play below expectations, just like we talked about in the first segment. I am still completely comfortable with where I sit in this Royals team being an 86 to 88 win ball club. I still see the Guardians somewhere around 84 to 88 wins as well. And the Detroit Tigers, I see them probably around 86 to 90, 91 wins even. And I think that the Tigers ultimately win the division. The Royals finish second and make the wild card. That's kind of where I saw it at the beginning of the year. My expectations haven't changed.
Well, the one thing about it is, yes, they didn't exactly light it up with the free agency, but can guys take the next step? Because I think Bobby Witt just go up another stratosphere. And unfortunately, Aaron Judge is sitting here hitting .414. So you think I could take over MVP, which I always thought he could, but it's going to be tough. Well, the Aaron needs to come back to the pack just a little bit from what he's doing, but no question about it. But Vinny, I thought Vinny would take the next step. Clearly, this wasn't the year for that, but I love the way he did last year. The Royals were the only team in baseball that had three guys when they hit 70 RBI last year. Mm-hmm. They were the only team that had three guys over 80 RBI. The only team that had three guys over 90 RBI. And they would have been for over 100, but Vinny got hurt and ended with 97. Yeah. Clearly would have had over 100 ribs. Him, Perez, and Bobby Witt Jr. I like that. And this team now with Renfro and what you see, it's going to be different because they're going to be buyers. Like they're going to get better. Like this team that you see is going to get better with the bats. I think the progression starts to happen. as you said, they're hitting .288 as a team in the last 12 days. It's second best mark in baseball. I think they'll get hotter and hotter. You saw the 7 home runs in Baltimore. They hit a franchise record, which is crazy. This team hit a franchise record in home runs. That's insane. Saw going down, sweeping the Rays. Yes, 2 of the 5 wins where they've had over 8 runs or 4 runs have come against Colorado, which is fine, keeping the bad teams down. But the pitching, I'm not worried about. I think the pitching is going to continue to be excellent. That's what you got to win with. As Dayton Moore said, that's the currency of baseball is what the pitching is. And Noah Cameron, can you flip him eventually for a hitter? Maybe you don't. Maybe you keep on team. Kyle Wright, I'll give people, hey, keep an eye on this guy. This guy led Major League Baseball in wins 2 years ago. He's been hurt. It was nice the Royals went and picked him up, but that's kind of a piece that people are talking about. That is a very good piece, Kyle Wright, that could be part of this rotation, to be honest with you, and definitely in this bullpen. But that guy was a stud with the Atlanta Braves. The Royals took a chance on him because that's what you have to do if you're the Kansas City Royals. You got to take a chance on certain guys that they can come back and, you know, be a premium guy. And Kyle Wright's one of those guys that had his first start for Northwest Arkansas a couple of days ago. But keep an eye on that guy because he's only going to join this team at some point.
Right.
But they're going to get better. So what you see now, this team will get better. And that's one good thing about the Royals. I had about 88 wins this year. I just look at a team that's going to continue to get better. And I think JJ will kind of look at this team and realize what he's got and say, you know, we got to pick up runs. We got to hear maybe fast track Jack or whatever you got to do to get him to the major leagues. But just understanding, but you got to know when to push all in. It's like Billy Beane with the A's. He pushed all in. It didn't work out. Remember the Royals beat him in that wild card game, but he had pushed all in because they went out and got everybody to be on that team. And, you know, to some extent, the Royals kind of did too because they went through 5 left-handed pitchers when they built up like Cueto and Zobrist and that for the Royals. Yeah. But they, in a way, pushed all in.
Yes.
And it worked out because they won. And that's the ultimate thing. If you're going to push all in, you got to win. But I can see the Royals understanding what the window is because the window in professional sports can close really quick and do what the Chiefs do and continue to be good every year. That's the asterisk.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Look at the 49ers. I mean, there was a team that had their window open paying Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft, so you could pay everybody else because you're not paying your quarterback anything. Well, now you got to pay your quarterback. So now things start to change. And now you sit there and get rid of a lot of talent in the offseason. So that window closed. The 49ers are right there, man. They went to those 2 Super Bowls against the Chiefs. They were right there, but they didn't kick it in. They didn't do what needed to be done. They didn't win it. Chiefs did.
Yeah.
They didn't, so they're changing. I look at the Royals the same way. Like, all right, there's this window with this great pitching. Are you ever going to have pitching this good again? And you got to tell yourself, maybe not, because it could be the best pitching this franchise has ever seen. And you have to take advantage of that. Like, you have to realize this isn't coming around anymore. This is still a small market team, the only small market team to win a World Series. So it can be done because they proved it could be done. Those 15 Royals are celebrating 10 years, proved it can be done.
No question.
So just kind of understanding who and what you are and then pushing all in when you have the opportunity. Because if you don't, you could be the 9.